For KVIA in Columbia, I'm Ben Singson. A Missouri appeals court has ruled that voters using mail-in ballots cannot return them in person. Today's 8th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling means mail-in ballots must be returned to election officials through the U.S. mail. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt argued in a legal filing that changing the rules for mail-in voting after it has already started would confuse voters. A St. Louis-based nonprofit, the Organization for Black Struggle, filed a federal lawsuit against the state's mail ballot restrictions. Voters who have not yet returned ballots will need to do so soon, because they won't be counted if they aren't received by Election Day. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is seeking a full 4-year term in one of the more contentious gubernatorial races in the country. Jacqueline Driscoll has this.
Parson is a former sheriff and is very vocal about his support for law enforcement. But in this episode of Politically Speaking, Parson also took time to recognize that law enforcement is and should be held to a higher standard. And officers need to be held accountable.
If you kill somebody because of what action you took or you didn't do everything you could to protect somebody, then you ought to be held accountable. And I think you're going to see those policies change. And I think the one thing I do have is that experience to know really what makes a difference.
Parson says he has witnessed systemic racism and recognized it's a problem. He says police reform is needed. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Columbia Public Schools Superintendent Peter Stiefelman announced his retirement today. KVIA's Jack Kosowski has more on the story.
And on June 30th, 2021, I will take Anne Frank off the wall of my office, and I will retire from the Columbia Public Schools.
In a video message, Stiefelman described many memories and achievements in his 16 years at CPS as a teacher, principal, and superintendent. Stiefelman also announced that he would be contributing $50,000 to the Nature School, the CPS Japan Connection Trip, and the Como Ed Future Teacher Program. Columbia, Missouri National Association President Kathy Steinhoff says that she is saddened by Dr. Stiefelman's planned retirement.
Knowing the work that Dr. Stiefelman has done and the journey that he's led us on, you know, we're nowhere near the conclusion of that. I believe that our district will continue to move forward with the mission that he was guiding us.
Stiefelman's long-term retirement plan has been in place for several years, according to district spokesperson Michelle Baumstark. I'm Jack Kosowski, KBA News.
Health officials say they are monitoring a Kansas City nursing facility that has reported more than 140 COVID-19 cases and 3 deaths in September. Kansas City health officials said 98 residents and 44 employees at Garden Valley Healthcare Center have tested positive since the outbreak began about September 15th. KHSB-TV reports a spokesman for Garden Valley's parent company says COVID-19 protocols have been in place at the facility since March. I'm Ben Singson, KBIA News, Columbia.